Next application is the application case number 11301. The application of Michael and Joanne Villari. Say that right. Being north of Route 54 and being northwest of Blue Teal Road, being 1,160 feet north of Swan Drive, and being lot 29, block C of Swan Key subdivision, being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 533, map 12.16, parcel number 430, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. On this application, I'll be more specifically, the application requests a variance of 5.3 feet from the right side yard setback for a modular home, requesting a variance of 1.2 from the left side yard variance for the modular home, requesting a variance of 4.2 feet from the left side yard setback for an air conditioning stand, and they're requesting a variance of 1.2 feet from the left side setback for an uncovered staircase. And the reason being the property unique in size, variances will allow reasonable use of the property, and it matches the existing dwellings in the community. No letters in support have been received, no letters in opposition, and there were no mail returns. And gentlemen, that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Well, thank you for that, Mr. Knight. All right, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Adam,
excuse me, you're going to be speaking?
Yep.
They need to come up here, please, and be sworn in at one time.
Adam Rhodes, 38759 Seagull Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Yeah. Okay. Can you wait right here? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Joanne Valerie, 3613 Cragsmore Road, Ellicott City, Maryland, 21042.
Michael Valerie, 3613 Cragsmore Road, Ellicott City, 21042.
Do you all three swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
We are here tonight to propose for the variance, as he said earlier, on the side yards on both sides of this property. The Valeries would like to build a modular home in conformance and asking for less of a variance than some of the previous ones that have been improved in their community in Swan Keys. Also to include a covered porch on the rear of the home, a set of steps, and a AC stand, which would encroach on the current setbacks. The main cause for the application was to match some of the similar new construction that's been occurring in Swan Keys in some of the previous hearings. I know you already know, but it was established earlier as a single-wide community, and basically over the past 8 or 10 years has built up to two-story homes and then also wider to double-wide, ranch mobile homes that are 26 to 28 foot wide, as well as 26 to 28 foot wide modular homes and some site-built homes as well that get to the 28 foot wide or wider range. This particular lot is 40 foot in width and has a 10 foot side yard setback on either side, which basically gives them a 20 foot wide buildable envelope to continue the type of construction that's already happening, a double-wide mobile home or modular. It would, in any form, exceed those setbacks. So we have a unique lot in that the overall width doesn't conform with the current construction and with the mobile and modular home industry in terms of the width of production from the factory. So we're asking for what we consider to be a minimal variance to allow for this home. It's a two-bedroom house, and it is a modular home. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. They purchased the current dwelling, which is a 14-foot-wide single-wide with a 12-foot-wide covered porch or sunroom, in 2005. So actually the current dwelling, we're only increasing the overall width of construction by 6 inches. Like I said earlier, we're staying with the current character of the community and most of the new construction that's occurred in the past, in that we're looking for a 26-foot, 6-inch wide modular home consistent with what's been built, and that it's the minimum afforded. We're asking for the minimum to afford relief to allow this home to be built I know that some homes have sought a greater degree of variance and wider homes that have gone in over the past couple of years.
Okay. Excuse me. Let's start answering any questions from members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Rickards.
I'd like to ask Mr. Lank, on the air conditioning, we can encroach the 30, does that 4.2, we can encroach the 3 feet, right?
36 inches, right.
Right. So does that 4.2 reflect that? I get confused about that sometimes.
No, right? We've always decided or determined that once it encroaches past that, then the request should be for the full variance.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Okay.
That's the way it was advertised.
All right, thank you. Yes, I'd like to know why you can't move that air conditioning unit to the front of the building.
Swan Keys, if you go up and down any of the rows, that is basically the area that's designed for parking. And, you know, there's a minimal amount of parking on any of those properties anyways, usually only enough for maybe one or possibly two vehicles. So if you were to put the AC stand to either side of those steps, it would basically be where the front end of one of your vehicles would be. So it wouldn't really.
Because you have steps coming out, which would be much further out than the AC.
Well, correct, but you could straddle either side of those steps with a car or truck.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Good answer.
Mr. Workman?
No question.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
And Mr. Galloway, no questions at this time. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, as it has been for some time, there is a very unique situation there at Swan Keys as far as space and it being originally for single-wide mobile homes, which makes it difficult to develop the properties further in strict conformity. The request appears to be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The applicant has stated, and we from previous cases, we understand that it doesn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Applicant obviously didn't make the narrow lot, and I was just trying to get a average size house on it, and I believe it is a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion we approve case number 11301.
And a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11301. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11301 is approved.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Yes.